hand is slipping around my neck. Nothing is meaning. I become so lost with the noose around my neck. Nothing anymore is meaning to me.
So what if my mind's in pieces? So what if that's all my fault? So what if I can't see reasons? I feel so lost. Like a rat trapped in darkness, I don't see the answer. Put me in a cage.
So lost, nothing has meaning. I'm so lost, nothing has meaning.
So what if my mind's in pieces? So what if that's all my fault? So what if I can't see reasons? I feel so lost. See what it's like to be me.
Dude, this thing is always so alarming whenever it posts. This meeting is being recorded by the host or a participant. Basically, they're just trying to let you know, other than the woman's voice. But this thing, I always think that it's like, yo, your computer is overheating. It's a problem. All things are about to go wrong in your life.
And you just get yours.
Well, of course. But it just.
That'd be crazy, bro. Damn.
That would be, actually.
How's it going, guys? Welcome to the Hideout. My name is Jimmy. Joining me is my two co-hosts, Xander Blades and Shane Smith. What is up, sirs?
What's up, man?
Hey, well, happy to be back.
And it's been a while since we've been back. I know recently I transitioned to a new job, so that's been fun. I know Xander just got a new job, so...
You ain't even had to throw that out on the streets.
So this might get sporadic when you might hear us again, but anyway, as of today, which is May 28th, we also released our new single called Loss. It will be at the beginning of this podcast episode, so if you want to listen to it, check it out. I also have links in descriptions for where else you can be streamed at. But today's topic, we're going to talk about the Xbox, Bethesda, not Bethesda, Xbox, Activision, sorry, long 12 hours and heat's getting to me. We're going to talk about that, and then we're going to talk about the PlayStation Showcase. And then, yes, we're also going to talk about when friends betray you by streaming the new Zelda game that you can't buy yet. So that's also going to be a topic for later on. Anyway, I'm going to let Mr. Shane take
it. What was that?
Dig it, man. I was at work, and he would... I saw him pop up, and it was just like, can you provide Dink meme? So I clicked on his stream while I was at lunch. He was playing Tears of the Kingdom. I was like, this son of a fucking bitch.
Boy, that's cold-blooded, boy.
Straight up. I haven't seen nothing. Nothing. I clicked the stream and saw something. I was like, fuck, man. I can't buy it to fucking Friday anyway. That pissed me off so bad.
That's cold-blooded, bro.
That pissed me off, man.
Hey, it's good. Most of it is just memes of people torturing and stuff. So you ain't missing.
Oh, I get that. I get, like, I seen something on Facebook where it was like this guy posted a picture of him built, like, his Gundam he built, and I was like, huh.
It's basically one of the, like, highest. I think it sold fucking 10 million copies.
It has been the best selling Switch game up to date.
Wow.
Up to date, yes. And then before we get really into this conversation, I'm starting a new series on YouTube where I'm going to be building the biggest Zelda collection I can build starting next Friday. So,
oh shit, it's still game hunting, huh?
Yeah. Okay. Since I got this new job, you know, basically with this new job, I work 6 months out of the year, you know, 2 months, I work 2 weeks out of each month.
Okay.
So, I'll have time to go and do this. Also, around September, me and you need to go back to Game Exchange. So hopefully one of our days will wind up where me and you can go.
Gotcha.
So, Mr. Shane, this is your idea, so hit us with the knowledge.
I do find it ironic that this...
Well,
that,
technically, it was so, my idea, motherfuckers, but I just don't care anymore.
Oh, well, I didn't know. I'm sorry. This is good.
I was just being a snappy bitch.
I was going to also say, I do find it ironic that Jimmy says that it's my idea, when I would be like, well, technically, like 3 weeks ago, it actually was a collective idea, but Xander was the one who had like a dossier on the subject.
Gong, yes, we're getting anything that are related, not just games. We're doing the amiibos, any kind of merch we're doing. So,
I was about to say, good news is there is a long, long list of Zelda merchandise and memorabilia. I'm pretty sure, but like, I mean,
every check is gone.
What, like, your tithing is to the Hyrule Kingdom. 10% of every check has to go to Hyrule.
Well, this Friday when I get paid, I'm going to go pick up Tears of the Kingdom and whatever other interesting things Walmart has, because it's like, it's either Walmart or GameStop, and last time I went to GameStop, it was just so pitiful, and they wouldn't let me record in there because I was trying to, you know, but I was trying to game hunt for certain a couple games in there, but they wouldn't let me record. So I said, you know what? Nah, I'm good.
I think what you should do is basically do your whole show and all this other stuff and make a point to not buy anything from GameStop. Just buy all of the stuff that you buy from somewhere else.
Shane, you've been hearing from me too much now, dog. You can't just go. Shane's like, F them all. Ain't that right, Alex? I'm like, yeah, dog. Ubisoft sucks.
I'm just saying, like, what the hell is the point in even buying anything from GameStop at this point? They had like a second chance at life and still are squandering it.
I mean, that's
so
true. Wall Street bets.
I think it's just our GameStop. Like, I know if I probably went to the one in Brookhaven, I know Holly is the manager there. She was
nah,
the
man.
Manager.
Fuck that.
And I'm pretty sure she would be okay, you know, getting some publicity, or you know what you want to call it.
Sure.
Maybe. So.
Maybe.
A lot of people film at GameStop. It was just ours was just, they were too fucking cracked down. They didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
So weird. Anyway.
I need a soundboard. I'm thinking about getting a soundboard for OP, which totally makes it hella cheesy, but in the same breath, why not? And I really want to put 21 Savage saying pussy on there, because I think that we could probably use that for both podcasts for sure.
That would be funny.
There's been 21. a million and one times when we've said something about someone and it's just like a perfect right underneath there. You could just hear pussy.
Won't you do some fun?
You know, I think we could maybe elaborate a little bit more on that, though. We hadn't talked since obviously the new game of the year came out. Tears of the Forgotten Kingdom of Hell or whatever it is apparently like the greatest game already, like ever.
From what I've seen,
it has been the best selling Switch game of today.
Dude, it's been one of the best selling games.
Gotta be the best selling game of the year for sure.
Like I ain't seen nothing move numbers like that in a while. We're talking about 10 million over the course of a few days.
Well, I think Breath of the Wild came really close to doing that. But yeah, that was 2017.
Yeah. A lot of people were waiting for that new Zelda game. But it seems like from what I'm hearing, a lot of people are very, very happy with it. And it's mostly because it just gives gamers insanely creative freedom. Like, you have people out here building crosses and burning Koroks alive and shit.
And I also heard they brought back traditional dungeons, which a lot of people were happy for.
That's what you wanted. I remember that was the thing that you were talking about the most. You're like, I swear to God, Alex, if they don't have fucking dungeons in it, dude. I was like, damn, just give it, just
bro,
let it breathe.
Bro, I think we were sitting in, what's that fucking restaurant over there?
We were talking about that. Yeah.
I was like, man, they better have dungeons in this.
I think it may be. A lot of people are saying it's like, you know, like the first one, there are a lot of people making claims that it's pushing games in a new direction, blah, 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 so on and so forth. I'm just like, yeah, I guess, you know. I might finally get a Switch.
Just to be clear right here, it says the hit video game, which was released on May 12th, is the sequel to Nintendo's The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild, which debuted March 3rd of 2017. In just 3 days after its release, Tears of the Kingdom sold over 10 million copies worldwide. Nintendo recently announced. It says, we have been blown away by the support of fans for this record-breaking launch of the Zelda Tears of the Kingdom, said Takuro Hori. Nintendo Australia's managing director. So I don't know what who or what purpose he serves, but nonetheless, that's still quite a feat.
What are you doing here, man?
Hey, I also want to point out that's at a $70 price point, by the way.
it's Nintendo's first $70 game.
That is excellent. I mean, honestly,
everybody else is doing it.
This is just begun, you know, this game coming out and people getting to play it and stuff like that. But like, hands down, we're going to look back on this game the same way that we have looked back on the other one. I mean, the top 100 list on all these sites is about to change. The top two games are going to be fucking the most recent Zelda games.
It's going
to
be both Zelda games.
I think that we also, after the high wears off, it's quite possible that you will see a little bit more criticism from this game. Just because of the fact that they're going to be like, well, you know, they did kind of just, I haven't played it. So full disclaimer, but there will be naysayers that are still going to be like, well, it's the best game ever.
They'll probably say it's more or less the same, but just more of what it was.
Right.
From my understanding, some people are saying it should have just been DLC for Breath of the Wild.
Yeah.
And they're saying for that price point, it's not really worth it. But these are also people who, you know, want to criticize everything.
Right. Devil's advocate, contrarians, right, and shit of the such, which I understand that as well. But in the same breath of like just speaking honestly, like I've also, you know, I'm not saying me speaking honestly. I'm saying critics should also speak honestly on whether or not it's a great game. It's like if it's sure, it might not be a whole new thing, but I feel like people have asked for a while, like for Zelda to do a thing where it's like, hey, we want a continuation of that game.
Yeah, like, I'm trying to think when was the last time they did that besides like Link to the Past and.
Hold on. So there was Ocarina of Time that went into Majora's Mask. Yeah. That was the same Link. It just took place in Termina as you were searching for Navi. And then a link to the past, and then a link between worlds is set in the same place as well.
That's the one I got.
And then Zelda 1, Zelda 2. They take place after each other.
Didn't they kind of like switch it up though? Majora's Mask, like the format of the game was it not?
You had 3 days, and then at the end of the third day, you could play the Song of Time and go back in time and restart over.
Because I think a lot of people, I think I heard somewhere that some people were saying similar to what they're saying about this one, where it's like it was supposed to be, I don't know, like an expansion or an add-on or some shit.
They, a lot of people said this was supposed to be DLC for the game, but Nintendo then stated they created this mass open world for Tears of the Kingdom and that they wanted to revisit it. Now, I don't know how many years takes place between Breath of the Wild and this one, but... a lot of people are saying, you know, they took a lot from Elden Ring in this one.
Yeah.
Because there is, you got the underground, you got Hyrule, and you got the sky. So.
See, and that's interesting to me.
I wonder if that's the same sky from fucking the Sky Kingdom or whatever the fuck. Like from Skyward Sword.
From my understanding, it has some kind of tie-in with it, you know. That's from what I understand. It's supposed to have something to do with Skyward Sword as well. But in Breath of the Wild, you can see the statues all over. You can see the statues, the goddess statues, all over fucking Breath of the Wild.
Hylia or whatever. Yeah,
yeah, for all over Breath of the Wild. So.
Oh damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I mean,
you can visit the springs and stuff too from Skyward Sword.
Yeah, because I think since Skyward Sword had, you know, made that, sorry if I'm ruining anybody's experience. Whatever.
Yeah. Spoiler alert from three guys who haven't played it.
Yeah. Well, I beat Skyward Sword.
Yeah.
Never mind. As
well. But yeah, but the whole ending of it is that you find out that like demise or the demon at the end of Skyward Sword is basically the thing that curses and starts off the whole Ganon and Ganondorf thing that just kind of keeps spinning off. He's like, basically, from this time on, you and everybody who is like you in the entire world will be cursed by me and my kind. And Demise even looks like Ganon. So I was wondering, like, if they're going to try to tie that into it as well.
I seen some posts on Facebook from the Zelda group. I mean, they're saying this is the last. They're saying this could be the last tie-in with Ganondorf. I'm not too for sure if they're just, you know, trolling or not.
I can't even imagine that.
Well, I mean, they've done it a few times. Like some of the DS games and some of the Game Boy games did it.
Yeah,
like
they
pop off from them a few times.
Yeah, do they have do they have a different antagonist?
No, it's always Link.
No, not protagonist. Like a bad guy, bad guy.
Yeah, okay. So there's Vahidi. That was the Four Sword Adventures, and there's what's the one for the DS called? Spirit Tracks and Fountain of Myreglass. Those had different protagonists, different antagonists in them.
Yeah.
As well, Majora's Mask had Majora in it, and then
and Skyward Sword had Lord Ghirahim and Demise.
Yeah, which was the opposite of Master Sword, which is kind of cool. Poor Ghirahim got turned into a sword.
I hated him.
I did too.
I
hate it because, you know, he's like the first boss you take on. And at that point,
he grabs your sword.
At that point, it's just like he teaches you how to do, he's trying to teach you how to play with the sword, with the controls. But it's just like, motherfucker, I'm doing the opposite thing. You're still catching the sword. Fuck off and let me hit you already.
I just jumped around the whole time. Like, please stop catching it.
But yeah, it is worse on the Switch because you can use the motion controls or you can use the joysticks as your aim with the sword. Oh, it's so bad on the Switch.
Damn it. Well, that's disappointing. Glad I ain't got it on the Switch. Yeah, but definitely. I think it's a good thing. I think that I might eventually get the Switch at some point. I've been saying that for fucking 12 years, but hey, I might do it.
Well, bro, Switch, get the OLED. That's
better. Yeah, that's more.
One thing I can say that I do like about the fact that this game is as successful as people would hope for or would expect it to be is, like, I don't even want to be a naysayer because it's pretty obvious to see here these days that a lot of games are coming up short, and it's good to see like a legacy game that, you know, is actually holding up because, I mean, honestly, like, once a year, it seems like one of our, great, franchises ends up biting the dust, like, every 6 months to a year. And I don't want to say biting the dust. Obviously, like, nothing is over till it's over. But
it disappoints people.
Yeah, exactly. And then when you have two games in a row that are just underwhelming or, you know, I'm not just talking about numbers either. Like, from when people play it, you know, and stuff like that. And it's like, damn, this is just not what we wanted. You know, it's like the robbery of how good, like, I don't know if you guys feel the same way, but the Call of Duty games used to be awesome. And then once, you know, the online started coming around and it became but I mean, that was just like the first of one of the franchises I can think of dying off.
Trolling.
But it's like,
I love it. Well, I mean, I don't think it really died off. I mean, just think about the same shit that happened with Guitar Hero and Rock Band. It just, times changed.
I mean, right now, if you can find any of the Rock Bands or Guitar Heroes complete in box with the guitar and all the papers and the discs as well, you got money. People want to go back and play those games. Rock Band 4, if you got the whole entire set and the disc and the drums, the mic, the guitars, that's at least a couple, I think it's like $400 to $600.
Yeah, because I mean, it brings back a solid time. Like that brought in a lot of casual gamers, a lot of people who just probably didn't even really fucking play video games, played that just to have fun. But a lot of those games, I think after a while they just kind of got burnt out. I wouldn't say that Call of Duty got as burnt out as that did, but it's the times. It's like you had the release of Ghosts. You had the release of Advanced Warfare. I mean, what was like the real last good one that people really gave a shit about? What was it? Probably like Black Ops 2. I think that was probably like the last one
Modern Warfare
okay.
1.
Okay, yeah.
They've been trying to get back into like fanfare, like with the single player stuff. Like they can kind of make Warzone, like, you know, their online thing that everybody's wanting to play to maintain so they can keep a foot in that door. But they also are able to focus a little bit more on their campaign stuff. But it's kind of like a big movie franchise, say like Fast X. They can afford to, like take the time now, but like it's still one of those things. Like I think they, I don't know how to explain it. It's like, because obviously they still have a lot of players, but like kind of how we've talked about before, like the pool. Well,
they
players,
switched up. They did the same. Well, they kind of went for the live service model because they saw that, well, hey, it's either we can continue to make a game that has a campaign with it and a huge multiplayer, or we can just do Warzone and keep those hardcore players in and keep them interested. Well,
Gon kind of made a point. He said the problem with Call of Duty is it's more of a monotony of doing the same thing with no real new mechanics to the game.
Yeah,
and, true. You know, when they actually try to do new mechanics, people didn't like it. Yeah, I think it was like Black Ops 3. You can parkour and run on the walls and shit.
You're thinking of Advanced Warfare. That's when like people are like, oh, so you guys are like Halo now.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's the responsibility. Yeah.
People shit on it like really bad. Even that game might have been good, but I never played it because of the fact that so many people shit on it. It was the first
the zombies was fucking fantastic in that. That's the only thing I played was zombies.
I remember it being such an epic fail because they were talking about how like the this is like one of the first things major releases video releases on YouTube that got ratioed like more dislikes than like upvotes, and people were like, yo, like what the fuck, like it was like, oh my god, this is supposed to be like a big release for this game, the announcement, like the first like gameplay trailer or something, and it got like thumbs down more than it got thumbs up, and people were like, how the hell did this happen?
Yeah, I mean, I understand where it comes from. Like I said, I think Call of Duty kind of made its name for being like the cool kids game, you know what I'm saying? Like this, it was a game that people who probably didn't really play video games started playing. This is what made the Xbox insanely popular at the time, like because that's that group of people. And then once they switched over to Advanced Warfare, people were like, well, what the fuck? This is just like Halo.
Yeah, and you robbed us from Halo. You stole all of us from Halo. So,
you know, I don't want to, I hate to say this, but ever since, you know, Call of Duty strictly, you know, had that deal with PlayStation, it seemed like ever since then they went downhill.
They've been going downhill since Advanced Warfare, though, dude.
Yeah, but Advanced Warfare was one of the first games they had that deal with.
And then I think it was Ghost.
Ghost.
And then it was out. But, like, I think to Shane's point, it's just that I think after a while, people just started to turn away from it. Because, see, there were already people who were like me who just didn't care, like, about it at all. There were people who were just like, oh, I'm kind of sick of Call of Duty. Okay, I get it. Here's another one.
Well, it didn't help. It doesn't help. They got all these studios under their belt that can put on a game per year either.
Yeah, it's like when it comes to Call of Duty overall, I just feel like it just got oversaturated. It got oversaturated, and the only people who really cared about playing it at that point was like their hardcore gamers, like the people who stream, the people, you know, the pros and stuff. But once gaming kind of turned to being more so about like single player and this and that, they just completely abandoned campaign for a lot of stuff. Like I said, but to me, I understand why they would do it. You know, it's a better way to monetize it.
Yeah.
And it also seems like whenever they release a campaign, their fan base complains about it. You know, I think a lot of their fan base is like, screw it, dude. We don't even care about the damn campaigns anymore. Just let us play and fight against each other, and that's it. And so that's why they gave them Warfare. I mean,
they gave them Warzone also because of the fact it's like, well, we realize that this model is going to completely, like, we're going to lose all of our new fans to this new model, specifically speaking, Fortnite. I know that they did not coin the Battle Royale thing, but that model is obviously taking over right now. And they're probably thinking, if we don't come up with something to go into this, and this is me doing like revisionist history because I shit on it at first that they did it, but I understand when I think about it now, because it's like we can either provide them with something that's very similar but with our own little version of it, and have, you know, continue to have open fucking market, open season on like transactions and stuff, but you can also, you know, you don't get no advantage, and it's like you can just play this shit as opposed to going over and learning a whole new game like Fortnite. You can stick with the controllers you're used to, and you can just play Warzone, and it worked out for them. I mean, I think that more people probably play Warzone at this point than Fortnite, honestly. I doubt that.
Fortnite still has the majority player base, but a lot of people do play Warzone over PUBG, so.
Yeah.
Understandable, too. Warzone's a hell of a lot easier to get into.
Well, Warzone also has the Gulag, where you can actually get a chance to come back if your team.
They had that on PUBG now, too.
Only on Finally. Certain maps. Only on certain maps.
That makes sense.
It's only on that Korean map.
Yeah, and but
too many hackers in PUBG.
Yeah.
I think overall it's just they've reached the peak. And kind of like with a lot of these other companies and publishers and developers and teams and all that shit, they all want to get something new, but I'm guessing they kind of just had to realize, all right, this is what we got, deal with it. And I think for Modern Warfare, like James is talking about, I think that was kind of their way of trying to bring in those old fans, the fan bases that were like, oh my God, Modern Warfare, Call of Duty 4 was the best game of all time. And when they remade it, that was a way to try to bring that nostalgia in. Like, here it is. Here's a remake of it, guys. And a lot of people kind of did flock to it. I think the same thing kind of happened for Modern Warfare 2, but maybe to a lesser extent.
Yeah, a lot of people didn't. A lot of people said the campaign was kind of crap and the online was just online.
Yeah, so it was like they're already starting to get diminishing returns for it.
But
at this point, I don't know what else in the hell they can do.
But looks like Konami over there is taking a page out of Capcom's book, making a Brian remaking Metal Gear Solid.
Let's just remake everything.
I would like to take back my previous statement because it was so stupid. There is 250, excuse me, just a second ago, there's 270,000 people playing Warzone. I don't know if that's including Warzone, the new one. But there's like 3 million people playing fucking Fortnite right now. So there's definitely a big difference there.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's I hate to say it like that, but I mean, I think it's a very, I don't want to, it's not niche, but it's the only people who really stick with it right now, the people who probably, they have careers based in this shit. Either they have careers based in it, they're streamers, or they just really, really love Call of Duty and they're sticking with it no matter what. Well, see, Outside of that, it's a wrap.
See, the thing about Fortnite, at least a lot of people, one of the reasons why people stick to Fortnite is because of the skins, you know?
Yeah, it's the skins, it's the events. There's like some sort of weird story to it that everybody can kind of get into, and I think it's easy for people to jump into.
They recently just did the Dragon Ball crossover again, and they brought in Black Goku and all everybody like that. So
yeah,
it's people stick. You know, they just did the Star Wars event. We can get lightsabers on the battlefield, and you can get the force powers and stuff.
To me, it seems like it's something that just about anybody can go into. Like, if you're a fan of something, even if you don't even particularly care about Fortnite, you'd be like, you know what, bro. We'll hop on Fortnite tonight and play this Dragon Ball Z version of it or whatever because of like all the different stuff they have.
And not only that, they actually they allow you to create your own stuff.
Yeah.
In Fortnite because they got the Unreal Engine, so.
I heard about that.
You know, we went through and did some horror games, and then we went through and did basically zombies, and then we tried to take on they got boss fights was like Dark Souls and stuff, so. It's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think that they're able to get pop culture. And see, as long as you have pop culture, you'll be able to bring in and just different varieties of players and whoever else was to come into it. But back to the Metal Gear Solid thing. Yeah, I saw it. At first, I didn't know what the hell was happening. I was like, why is there a fucking bird flying? I was barely paying any attention to it, and I saw Snake's face. Da, 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 da. I was like, oh.
That was kind of like me. I was like,
is Kojima behind this, or is it Konami? If it's Konami, I don't know how to feel. Like, that's how I was about it, though, because I mean, like, Konami already played everybody, but the developers came out and stated that they'll try to make sure that this stays is, you know, perfectly close to the original. It's just going to be the same cast. Basically, the only thing that they're changing is the graphical engine and maybe like the gameplay a little bit. But outside of that, they're trying to do like a bit for bit remake of it. They're not trying to like completely revamp it, kind of like Final Fantasy VII or RE4 or something.
RE4. That was a total revamp, but it was worth it.
Yeah, hell yeah, it was worth it. But yeah, but very much to. I think they saw what happened for Capcom, and they see that Capcom's been soaring high ever since they just been releasing remakes and basically what people want. And so they're like, all right, well, goddamn it. The Pachinko Machine money is running out, and I don't know what else to do, so let's just go ahead and bring out Metal Gear Solid 3. And aren't they doing the, are they the ones who are doing the Silent Hill 2 remake, or is that somebody else?
Yeah, I think the Splinter team was doing that.
Okay, thank God. All right. Yeah, so
I'm not too sure on that one.
It'll be interesting to see what they do with it, because I mean, Konami has not been hitting on nothing since Metal Gear, so really since they screwed over Kojima. So I mean, it'll be something to see. If it's good and if it's true to form, I'll get it. I'll get it just to experience it, just to see what the fuck it'll play like. But
what's gonna happen is I'm gonna buy it and we're gonna play it. So
we're gonna stream it.
Yep.
We're gonna try to kill the end.
Yep.
With the I wonder if they should probably still let you do that. I just turn the fucking the timer up all the way on.
Right, we're just gonna
just let it kill.
We're just gonna jack the fuck in. We're gonna go into the settings on the PlayStation and just jack it all the way the fuck up. Be like, got you now, motherfucker.
Fighting you for no 5 hours, dog,
bro. The first time we sat down in your fucking bedroom and over there.
Woo. Yeah, and the saddest part is that was probably like the seventh time I played that game, dude. But I was just like, man, James is this is embarrassing, dude.
Like, I can't. He's throwing hands on you, man.
I can't find him. And then, like, everybody run up to me, just punch me in the face and throw smoke. And I was like, you bitch. I hate you, old man.
Open World Street Fighter.
But that was definitely one of the. I think some people looked at the PlayStation showcase and they was like, "That's it, bro. That wins it." But it's been divisive at best.
Okay.
I've been seeing some people say that Street Fighter 6 as well. How does anybody feel about that? By the way, I already know how Tim feels.
A friend of ours named Truth. He's been streaming the open beta, and it looks fun as fuck, but it's not my fighting game.
Yeah.
I'm excited about it. I want to play that demo or whatever that they got.
Bro, it's up. You need to do is take the CPU and turn that hole all the way up.
Yeah.
I did it. I didn't. I couldn't hit the dude at all.
Yeah. What makes you think I want to do that? I will get decimated. I suck at those games anyway.
That's how you get better at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, see, I think that's why people were so happy about it too, because usually the CPU is like really, really, I guess, easy. And there was a bunch of these pro players taking the CPU and turning it up to like the highest difficulty and just getting beat.
Well, yeah. You see, they got that from Smash, because in Smash you can have your CPU 1 to 9. And at 9, that's they'll do anything to kill you and survive. Like, oh my god, like taking a level 9 CPU is stupid. Or training your amiibo, because you can put amiibo in Smash and get that motherfucker to level 100. And once that motherfucker's level 100, especially if you train it, or you train it against level 9 CPUs, game over, man. There's been who's won one tournament, and that was a Donkey Kong amiibo.
Whew. What the hell? That's kind of funny.
It's funny, yeah.
But outside of that, they had a few other good games that looked cool. Helldivers 2, I looked at that and I was like, all right, that looks interesting, but I never played the first one and not really a fan of it, so it means zero to me. Ghost Runner 2, I actually wanted to play that a while back and I finally downloaded it, and now I see why it's a bit of a niche of a game. Because that bitch it has a learning curve. Like, it is an insane learning curve. It is fun as hell, but it's pretty big. Like, it's serious.
Me and Mank just recently went through Wulong, and that game is a fucking learning curve. Like that tutorial boss, you can either be there for hours or days. You catch it. It took me 2.5 hours to beat the tutorial boss, because it's just like Sekiro. So if you don't get your deflects in.
The parries and shit.
Yeah, if you don't get your deflects or your parries in, you're going to die. And it's a learning curve. And if you have somebody else, yeah, it makes it easier. But some of the bosses, there was one boss called Lu Bu. That right there was a learning curve. He made me and Mang, like, we spent like 4 hours on him trying to beat him.
Yeah, I know, dude.
Yeah, because it was just so bad. But it was probably one of the best boss fights in the whole entire game.
I mean, what would you give it overall? Because I know you were like really, really into trying to play it.
Me and Mang talked about it. I think I gave it like an 8.5 out of 10.
Damn.
It was this game got right with Dark Souls and FromSoft don't. Is once you get somebody in to play with them, you can have them once you get them, you keep them to the end of the game unless you move to an area that's not co-op. And all your story progression works for them as well. All the upgrades, all the items you find goes for them as well.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, so unlike Dark Souls, where you go into somebody's world, you help them beat the boss, you leave. Nah, you're pretty much in there to either finish the game or to even get moved to a safe area. Then you link back up and go again. That's the one thing they got right.
Well, shit. I mean, I saw some of it, so I might actually try it out. I did try out Neo. I have other games I have to try out. I probably never will try.
Hey, if you get it for the PS4, you can play together because it's backwards compatible crossplay between them.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's see. They had a few other games that was out.
Dragon's Dogma 2.
Yeah. I was going to get the boring shit out the way first. I was going to say, there's a game called Never that looks pretty cool. There's a game called Towers or something. They had a few Genshin Impact looking games, some Weeboo games. No offense to anybody who may like that. Sorry. I mean, because see, I'll talk about that for a second.
Well, what was it? Honkai Star Rail, they announced that for the PlayStation?
Yeah, Honkai Star Rail got announced, and then there was some other game called like Wuthering something. I don't know if that's from the Hoyaverse or not, but the PlayStation on the showcase, they had something called like Towers of Fantasy or some other crap, but there's like at least two anime looking live servicey type games that they got coming out. So I guess that'll probably bring in some of the Genshin Impact people before this all falls flat. Some other game called like Ultros, it looks like one of those Metroidvania type games where it has like a lot of weird, looks like somebody's on a fucking shroom trip or something. Yeah, they also but it looks cool.
Mirage. It's that screen Mirage.
Yeah. Shane, you want to talk about that?
I mean, briefly, I can mention.
How you feel about Assassin's Creed Mirage, buddy?
I think
how you feel that the game is going back to what it used to be?
Not
supposed to be.
Personally, I think it's cool. But like, I will buy this game. I will pre-order it and pay it off over time, and then I will buy it and play it.
Is it going to be a little bit cheaper than the other ones?
I hope not.
For like maybe $60 or something.
I hope that they sell it for the price that they would a game that they expect us to play and enjoy and love.
Well, I mean, there are a few things about it. Like, it's not going to be as long as Valhalla.
It certainly looks pretty bare bones.
They said it's going to be basically just in the same length as like Syndicate, like the last Assassin's Creed game that they came out before they basically remade everything.
Yeah, so like the last one that came out in 360.
Oh, okay.
No, like PlayStation 4, Xbox One.
Yeah, it's going to be something on the lines of like Origins, but not as big as Origins.
Yeah.
That tower you're talking about is Tower of Agabash.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's like the Breath of the Wild contender.
Okay.
Grand Blue Fantasy Relink is another weird
one. Yeah, I played the fighting game with that a little bit, but I guess this is supposed to be like actual action RPG.
Yeah, Tower of Fantasy is another one. Firewalk. Avloom. That's pretty much all of those. That's interesting.
Yeah, I mean they're trying to show the indies love and shit, which is cool. But
they announced Foam Stars, which is Square Enix take on Splatoon, it looks like.
Oh.
Yeah.
No one's jumping at the bit for that one, I see.
I mean, the thing is, when people make games like that, dude, they're not really trying to make games that appeal to everybody. It's more of what it can. If those games get popular, they can bring a lot of eyes to it for a short amount of time, or maybe it blows up. It doesn't. Who knows? Like it's up in the air about those types of games.
Final Fantasy 16 got a new trailer ahead of its launch next month.
I'm not watching a damn thing else on. I'm getting sick of watching.
I want to be surprised. I've only seen the first two trailers. I haven't seen anything else. I'm waiting to pick this up as well.
You know, Square ruined everything for you.
And then the two biggest, you know, the three biggest one was Metal Gear Solid, but Alan Wake 2 is coming.
The long awaited.
Yeah, Golly, yeah. When I saw that, I was like, oh, what? It's the first I didn't even know what the hell it was. Like I said, I was in and out of it. I turned around, I was like, that dude was like John Wick. And I heard him say something about when you're writing the story. And I was like, yo, oh, God,
that's
it's
exciting.
Finally.
Bro, I was in that bitch tripping out. Because I remember they showed like a teaser not that long ago, but actually seeing gameplay for it and just seeing something about it. So, yeah, that put me on. And Dragon's Dogma 2.
Dragon's Dogma 2, yeah.
Yes. Oh, I looked at that and I was like, finally. But another thing that they have coming out that I think shocked a lot of people was Marathon. If anybody actually knows it, that was like the precursor to Halo.
Yeah, that's actually a Bungie. Bungie's doing that.
Yeah, Bungie's doing it. But I don't know how that's going to go, though, dog, because it looks like it's just going to be a extraction shooter.
So basically, Marathon is a first-person shooter Bungie originally released on the Mac in 1992. Yeah. Making this a deep cut for Bungie to return to. The game isn't a direct sequel to the others. It says it belongs in the same universe. It is a PvP focus and one features a single player campaign though.
All right. So, I mean, as long as they have a fucking you said it won't.
It won't have a single player campaign. It's just a PvP game.
That's a waste.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry. Like, I really am sorry, but I think that was kind of a bit of a fuck up. Like, y'all could have did at least what you do with Destiny, which is probably what they're gonna probably do eventually. I guarantee they'll probably start it out as like a looter shooter. Well, not a looter shooter, but I guess an extraction shooter. And then over time, if people like it enough, they'll probably add like story to DLC.
Yeah, they also announced the new DLC for Bungie coming out that is apparently bringing back Cade, which I'm kind of excited for because once Cade died, I was like, yeah, fuck it, I'm not playing no more.
Oh shit. Yeah, I mean that's interesting, but at the same time, I'm just kind of like, yeah, dog, whatever. Like that to me, Bungie should have did something better with it than that. But I've heard basically 60% of Sony's profits or like a lot of their money is going to making a lot of live service games, which includes like expansions and DLCs. But I mean, yeah, whatever.
What?
But But outside of that, Ghost, there was another game called Phantom Blade Zero. That looked amazing. And this game called Immortals of something.
Yes, they are.
Another. Yeah. Shit. Both of them bitches look like they go hard.
I'm having a severe amount of anxiety right now. Because I'm pushing down on the corner of my computer and it actually pushes down a little bit. So that means that my MacBook is warped. But you can't even see it or notice it. Oh, no.
We having technical difficulties right in the middle of all this shit.
No, it's like a OCD thing more than anything else, I think.
Right. Dude, stop doing it. You're going to make me start doing it.
I need to play Ghost of Tsushima. I got to get it for the PS5.
I really got to play it too.
Yeah, I got to play it. Like I've heard such great things about that. I just want to play it.
Yeah, like, but this Phantom Blade Zero game kind of reminds me of that, but it's like the gameplay. I don't see how in the fuck anybody's going to be able to pull that off. Like the timing of it looks like it's all just really just an animated film or something like that, but it's real gameplay. Like the way that this dude is swinging this blade around looks like it is like an insane real-time battle. Guarantee some of that crap is going to have to be, what I'm thinking is probably more likely going to have to be like quick-time events or something.
Or, you know, kind of like what they did with Metal Gear Rising. You know, how you can control the blade with the controller.
Yeah, but dude, it don't look...
The thumbstick? Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking for that one lit part when he's going clink, clink, clink. But man, it looked too smooth, dog. That game looks crazy, dude. Like that looks like something that I would be really excited to play. But outside of that, I mean, the showcase was okay. I think a lot of people were disappointed because they didn't show a Bloodborne remake. That was the thing. I know a lot of folks was like, if they would have showed that PlayStation, blah blah blah, is my God and Christ is Savior. It's like, but they didn't show the motherfuckers. Like, oh man.
Well, here's the thing. They don't shut down the fucking studio. They could have got I don't know who fucking did the Demon's Souls remake. I can't remember who did that one. They could have gotten them to do the Bloodborne remake, but Sony don't give a fuck about Bloodborne no more. People still playing it on. People are still playing on the PS4 and downloading it off their catalog. They don't care. Yeah. People still playing it.
Is this a From game?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
well,
aren't they from game.
Aren't they doing like Armored Core or something?
From Software is going back to Armored Core. Armored Core 6 is coming out.
I was going to say, they're probably more focused on promoting that if that's something that's coming out in the near future.
This would be under more so under like PlayStation.
Because, yeah, PlayStation owns the rights to own the rights to Bloodborne because it was produced under their studio with From Software. So
yeah, they probably ain't trying. They're trying to see. We're trying to make you know. They're trying to get shit right over there. It seems like they're doing pretty well for themselves right now, though. If the console wars still exist, Sony.
I don't think nobody gives a fuck about console. Only people give a fuck about console wars like
diehard fan
console fanboy people.
I was about to say people definitely care, but I don't think that it's in the same sense of like 2016, 2015 type shit or nothing.
I mean, all right, it's like because see, in the sense of as we stayed on the podcast a few times. My Xbox doesn't care anymore. They're mostly talking about Game Pass. PlayStation.
Yeah, well they certainly fucking better care at this point. If that's what it takes for them to hold up their end of the bargain to the consumers, they certainly should give a shit at this point.
Well, you gotta look at what Xbox is doing. You gotta look what Xbox is trying to do. They're trying to revile the studios to have exclusives and still put games out on other ones. It's like they still do care, but at the same time, they're like, we make too much money not to care. So
yeah, Phil basically stated it himself when he had this interview, and during the interview, he kind of pissed off a lot of people. Like motherfuckers were talking about getting him fired and shit. Now, I don't particularly think that he deserves to get fired, but for those people who are like, I'm fucking pissed off because... It can piss off people who are probably like extreme fanboys. I get it. Because he basically stated that, like, hey, listen, we're, us getting more games and getting exclusives is not going to get people to buy an Xbox console.
Right.
And I guess, but it does kind of go against what he initially stated a while back. Because I think a lot of people, for a long time now, they're like, okay, you done bought this, you got this acquisition, you're doing this to get exclusives, you're doing this to put everybody, to kind of bring Xbox back up, because at this point, like we stated several times before, it's basically just Gears now. Halo, personally speaking, I think Halo Infinite was good, but I know on the multiplayer side, it pissed off a lot of people, so I guess that kind
of
failed.
And they just lost a couple of the directors over the game, too, so.
Man, shit, that was bad.
The seeds are being sown right now into the dirt as we watch the sales of PlayStation, despite the fact that, I mean, PlayStation's not necessarily blowing it out of the water or anything, but they are maintaining it. The optics are bad. These guys, the seeds are being sown right now. We are one generation of consoles away from Xbox going full Sega.
I don't think they care, though.
They are going to move. Yeah, well, that still sucks. I mean, it sucks for the consumers because, I mean, fuck. It's like, it would be, I mean, of course, we're jumping the gun here, but it's like, it would be the end of an entire, like, 20-plus years of, like, damn, Xbox came and left. I mean, it'd be a testament to things like fucking Sony, despite when the cards were against them. Sure enough, they still stuck it out.
I think initially what Game Pass is what Xbox wanted from the jump. When we talk about, the showcase that basically fucked Xbox in the first place, the long time ago, the E3 showcase of DRM and online all the time, and we're basically trying to make a streaming device. Yeah. That's what Game Pass is. They did what they wanted to do. And I guess if people still want to stick with it and, get it, they can, because Game Pass is on every single thing at this point. And I think that's mostly what they're pushing for.
People say Game Pass is on every single thing. Game Pass is on two things, unless you have a fucking phone that is just phenomenal and out of this world. You got this shit on your computer. That's all fine and dandy. But, like, it's like, okay, so what happens when kids don't buy computers and they're like, hey, I'm going to just go buy a PlayStation because Xbox don't exist anymore.
I saw somebody talk about this earlier today. It was this guy. And he was insanely biased because he's in. I saw some of his videos. He's kind of like an Xbox fanboy dude all the way. But I watched the videos instead, just to hear the guy out. And he was basically saying that the reason why it doesn't matter, but the reason why it doesn't matter is simply because Xbox is trying to gain the more casual audience, even more so than what they've been trying to do previously before.
Yeah.
He was looking at the fact that you have hardcore gamers who at this point are having kind of a renaissance because of PlayStation and the single player games and, you know, the great narrative games and stuff. But he's saying that most of the people who play those games are in their 30s, 40s, you know, maybe early 20s or something like that. And then he claimed that what Game Pass and Xbox is probably looking at are these, you know, people who probably play games just every now and then, you know, casual gamers, kids who play stuff like Fall Guys or Minecraft or Fortnite every now and then. Yeah. Like just random games that people kind of end up getting into mostly because of streamers or mostly because of influencers or something like that. That is a huge, that's a huge pool to pull from.
Yeah.
And I mean, I agree. When I saw that, I agree with them from that point. But at the same time, I don't know. Like the issue with this is what I was kind of hitting towards early on, which is you're trying to look for a group, a fan base that is changing. Yeah. Like, yeah, you know, you're going to have these kids today, you're going to have these kids tomorrow, but
it changes more rapidly too than it used to.
That's the problem. That's the problem with trying to get with those types of fans. Because see, those fans, for all intents and purposes, they're quite fickle. You know, they'll all be loving Minecraft, you know, maybe until they're like 25 years old, then Minecraft is dead.
Right.
Or maybe they'll all be loving something else and then something else dies.
It's a product of mainstream success.
Well, you also gotta look at it like this. Xbox is, you know, you're right. Xbox nowadays is for the more casual gamer anyway. Or unless you're diehard and you've been there from day one.
Yeah.
But a lot of people actually look at Xbox to see who they're going to team up with next. Because they have teamed up with Nintendo and companies like that before. So,
I mean, but so I guess when it comes to it, I would say I don't think Phil deserves to get fired. I think he's just trying to do the best that he can with the situation that he has.
Ever since Phil's taken over, Xbox has gone up, not down.
True, but in comparison to everybody else, they haven't. Got to where they wanted to get to.
The plateau is certainly arrived.
But I mean, like I said, Phil's fairly good at like getting people to feel like, hey, we're still in this. Like even after he basically said, games is basically done, y'all. I don't know what to say. He said, but we still want to make sure that the fan base is treated well enough.
Yeah. They want to give them morphine on their way to fucking death before they pull the plug on them.
Well, see, like, all right, but
I don't. I maybe my complaint, maybe my complaint is not one of many, but I feel, and this is the I feel like, shout out, but like, and this is something obviously we probably talked about before, but to me, for starters, any time there is some shit about like, yeah, we were thinking about selling Xbox because like we kind of just wanted to give up, you know, like to me, it just seems like you guys are so fucking worried about money that y'all are just like, we just gonna quit, like we just gonna give up, like there's no, you just goes to show there's absolutely no passion with these people, and it's like it's all about like just money.
It's a company.
Yeah, and sure, but I hate that too. I hate the aspect that that's the system that they're having to work in.
Oh, that's like I'm with you like 100% of the way. I get it. If I had bought the damn Xbox and I was like, man, dude, where's all these games that I've been wanting to see for years? Phil's been telling me that it's coming out. Exclusives, bro. What else did I get this Xbox for?
You're supposed to be the chosen ones, you know? Like,
yeah, but see, this is kind of the issue that I was talking on. That only really applies if you were like strictly up with Xbox and nothing else.
Well, you also got to think about like this. Yes, they just acquired all the studios, and the studios have to take time to make games.
Yeah,
and if they rush them, look what happened. Redfall is a perfect example.
Cause see, I would have to say, to Phil's point, is this? I don't think that I don't think he saw this coming. You know what I'm saying? I think when they were thinking that we have all these different games that are coming out and things are going to get better, blah, 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 so on and so forth. I don't think they saw Redfall failing. I don't think they saw Hi-Fi Rush not being as popular as it was, but I put that on them. Like, to me, they should have marketed that game way fucking better.
Hi-Fi Rush is apparently a really damn good game. Hi-Fi Rush, they should have marketed better. Redfall was Bethesda. Well, it's Bethesda and Microsoft's fault for rushing and putting it out how it was, you know, instead of waiting for what fans wanted. But they had to put the game out because, you know, they also got people above them who wanted it out.
From what I heard, I think I said this on last one, but it has to do something with Arcane and ZeniMax. ZeniMax comes with Arcane, Bethesda basically bought both of them.
Right.
And ZeniMax may have been wanting to have this game be more of a looter shooter, but then Arcane's like, we don't do that. That's not the type of games that we make. And once Bethesda bought them, they were like, hey, Arcane, you need to do what you did with Deathloop and what you did with Dishonored and Prey and just kind of make what they call like an immersive narrative game or something like that and just do that. But see, the groundwork for the looter shooter live service crap was still inside the game. So they basically had to rip out a lot of stuff while at the same time trying to salvage what they could. And this is what ended up happening. And right. I guess it kind of got rushed out the door.
And it got so, rushed out the door. Yeah.
Like I said last time, they need to be, for the developers who make stuff like this, they need to make the shit that they know what to make. Like, Arcane never needs to make a damn looter shooter or live service game ever again, because we see what happens. Deathloop was their semi-attempt at that, and it was okay. It even got Game of the Year for whatever fucking reason, but that was as good as it was going to get. Redfall is just showing like, damn, dog, we don't want to do this, and you made us do this, so this is what happens.
Honestly, what's going to put, you know, Microsoft Bethesda back on the map is going to be Starfield, regardless of...
It's going to be Elder Scrolls.
Well, I mean, it's going to be Starfield at first, and then if, let's say, Elder Scrolls 6 is only Xbox, and yes, that's what's really going to put them on the map, because everybody's going to flock to Xbox or PC to play it.
We hope.
I see. When it comes to Starfield, and it sucks, but Starfield has an insane amount of pressure on it right now, and just because of what happened with Redfall.
Well, not only
that... I will say that game, not just because of that, it sucks because now it has... Like, I guess you're right. It does have an insane amount, but it's like twice as much. We would have held this company to a high standard on Starfield anyway. I think the average people who keep up with anything is going to be like, yeah, well, you know, we've been hearing about this for a while. You've been talking about this. Not to mention the concept alone of like, okay, a Fallout / Skyrim type game in space. You know, like, that sounds pretty awesome. It sounds like finally you've reached the generation of consoles to try to pull something off and make that immaculate. Like that. I mean, this is not something, obviously, there's games that we could pull from and put together that we could say that this is a concept that's been technically tried, but we don't know. It actually could be something that exceeds expectations. I don't necessarily think that's going to be the case.
Yeah, it's a new IP. I've already seen like a few people complain about the way that it looks, and like we discussed before, Bethesda is not really known for fucking graphical.
Well, here's the thing. They're not swapping engines. They're still using the same Bethesda engine they've been using.
Fucking stupid.
They're not swapping engines. Because if they swap engines, it'd be like another 5 or 6 years before Starfield comes out.
Yeah, because apparently they were working on this before Microsoft even got them.
Right.
So.
I mean, look what happened to Kingdom Hearts 3. You know, they went from the Unreal Engine 3 to 4 in that one.
Yeah, that took a while.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. They went from the Kingdom Hearts engine to the Unreal Engine. And that's why Kingdom Hearts 3 took so long to come the fuck out.
Yeah,
that's
more cel-shaded look that they had initially. Yeah.
Right. So I'm pretty sure they don't want to push it off. And either way, you know, Skyrim and Fallout 4 still looks pretty, you know, pretty good by today's standards anyway. So, I mean, we'll see how it goes.
No one has ever played the Bethesda games for graphics. They just don't. Like, Bethesda games were mostly big because at the time there were not a lot of games out that were like them. They were pretty much like open world, first person adventure games. But see, the problem with that is that there's been several games that come out and do it better. So Starfield is going to have to do something. Bethesda overall is kind of middling. Like, it is. They haven't really... People, they're going to have to really hope that people will flock to this game. And I think people will, just to kind of like help Xbox out for the deep Xbox fans, they'll need this to work. So they'll probably go forward and try to play it. But I think what the showcase needs is that they definitely need like Elder Scrolls 6. They need to show that.
Well, no, regardless, people are going to flock to Starfield anyway, because everybody, it doesn't matter what console it's on. There's Bethesda fans on every single console. You know, they're going to pick it up regardless and play it.
But Bethesda ain't what it used to be, though, dog.
But Bethesda needs to just, you know, I hate saying this, but it needs to be an exclusive to just the Xbox, just to help the Xbox out from Elder Scrolls 6.
Or at least let it be
a time exclusive. How about that one?
I mean, I thought Starfield was supposed to be an exclusive.
I think it's going to every console.
Oh my God. What the
fuck? You also gotta understand Microsoft's about that money too.
Yeah, clearly.
Yeah, but see, this is the point that me and Shane are kind of making.
Sega.
But this is kind of the point that we're making. It's like, all right, we get it. You want to make more money, and it's more profitable to just have it out basically on every other fucking, you know, every console and Game Pass and everything. But it's like, for the people who bought the consoles, come on. Like, it kind of sucks. You mean to tell me I
could have gotten the PlayStation, which is, you know, I don't know specifically, honestly, but it's like, maybe in their eyes, the PlayStation was a better bet. And still, I bought this because I thought that Starfield, or just as an example, Starfield, any game, I thought it was going to be exclusive. And here I am finding out that you dickheads are actually just going to put it out everywhere. So I should have bought a PlayStation.
It's actually quite funny. After the PlayStation showcase, like Xbox or somebody at the Xbox, one of the marketing people had made it. They made a tweet and they showed all these things are coming to Game Pass. And then everyone was like, somebody made a meme of this dude looking off with the side. He's like, I swear to God, y'all showcase better blow me out the water. If y'all talking smack like this. But even to that point, PlayStation Showcase pretty much did the exact same thing. Yep. Like, they only had maybe 2-3 games that were exclusive to their system. But see, at the same time, I guess PlayStation can do that, though.
Well, here's the thing, though. PlayStation gets time exclusives.
Yeah.
And, you know, PlayStation makes a lot more deals with other companies than Xbox do.
You know, Rockstar is about to get fucking PlayStation exclusive for doing that.
You also got to understand, you know, I think
Rockstar ain't about to. I doubt it.
I think Square Enix just finally put one of their first games back on Xbox here recently.
Talking about like The Last Remnant and all that stuff.
I don't know. I don't remember the name of it. It's like the pixelated one. Those are pixelated RPGs that they've been doing here lately. But yeah, so they make deals. Sony makes deals with other companies, and these deals are more or less like, hey, so we have this contract, so we can't put anything out on your console, but when it's done, we'll get back to you.
Yeah, I was seeing
Sega
somewhere.
Station 6. That's what Ming says. That coming to Amazon, Sega Station 6.
I was seeing. Yeah, just stick with Phil. It's just like, please, it's just come on. But but listen, I think. Yeah, because I was watching something where someone was talking about how there was this Inspector Gadget video game being made. Like, anybody who actually gives a shit about that.
That kind of sounds cool. Come on now. It's not that bad.
If it works, it works. Like, sure. Real shit. If it's good, hey, I'll check it out. But maybe 5 years from now. But the thing is that these developers are saying, we're not putting it on Xbox. And they were like, well, why not? They said, because we don't have a deal with them through Game Pass. And if we don't have a deal with them through Game Pass, us putting our game on Game Pass is just taking money out of our pockets.
That's exactly what Game Pass does. That's one reason why if you look at Game Pass nowadays, it's all Microsoft-owned studios unless they have a deal. I know they had some Square Enix games on there, but I think they took a lot of them off because they lost that deal, or that deal went away. So
you see, that's what I was saying about, like, for Redfall. I was saying, I think it kind of got the legs taken out from up under a little bit, because for some people, they just went and got that whole own Game Pass, which to me is understandable considering the state of the game. But for the other people that bought that whole at like $70 full pop, I know they pissed.
I like Game Pass because of that, but Game Pass also can ruin it's also kind of ruining it. And PlayStation is following suit with that as well. Yeah. By taking games off their catalog and putting them back on or doing this and doing that. Like, I get it, but at the same time, it's hurting you in a way as well.
It's hurting the developers, it's hurting the publishers. Like I said, unless you have a deal with them, that's cutting into your money. That's right. Like, you remember what people used to say about like GameStop, pretty much. That's what people used to say, like, hey, GameStop is taking money out of our damn pockets. Like, we don't even want to fuck with them. But like, see, for me, I think there's a lot of things that Microsoft can do in order to at least like appease people who bought the fucking console. Like, I would say there's a lot of shit. They can buy different companies, they can buy different publishers. Who knows what's going to happen with these acquisitions? The issue, why I say, with a lot of acquisitions that they have right now is that they kind of acquired Bethesda ain't what it used to be. We heard about Activision and Blizzard. We heard about the fucking Overwatch 2 bullshit that just happened. It seems like a lot of stuff that they've acquired is just kind of like, they bullshit. Like, they are. Like, I want Phil to put his foot down and tell these people, hey, listen, we bought you. Make sure our money is well spent.
Yeah. I think another unfortunate scenario for pretty much everyone involved in any of these conversations is there is a very strange economic downturn right now going on in the world. So it's not like by happenstance.
Shay, I ain't trying to hear that shit. I mean, that has so little when it comes to video games.
That's bullshit though. Every single one of these companies though, what I'm talking about though, is they're all firing people. Every single one of them are firing people. So the development teams or whatever it may be, people are getting fired. So when it comes to these motherfuckers needing money, them taking, like, when you hear shit like people, these fuckers talking about selling Xbox, just use that as an example, a recent example as well. But
yeah, because after the Redfall incident, somebody on Microsoft, I don't know who said it or if it was just kind of like a brief thing, but someone had stated that somebody higher up at Microsoft was thinking of maybe just not even worrying about making another fucking console or something. They were disappointed in Xbox or whatever.
Yeah, and it's like they're making it abundantly clear that this is not the thing that brings them the most money, or the hardware Xbox, you know, console or whatever.
Which is probably exactly why Phil is probably going to push for just Game Pass.
Right, yeah.
I think they're all probably just pushing for just Game Pass.
It just seems like it shrinks the value of what Xbox is. But to be fair, that just goes back to the money thing. And the only reason I say that about how like the economic downturn is, they're going to be like, fuck it. It's the same reason why Disney is talking about, you know, we might just sell Hulu to somebody else because like we really don't have to. We don't need to deal with this. Like, and they're in the position to where they can, like, we can just sell Hulu and keep the rights. They literally have the rights to so much other shit. It's like they can sell Hulu basically, and it will turn into a skeleton of what it once was. And they already have the rights to anything good that would be on Hulu. So Hulu would probably just dissipate and not exist anymore or become some kind of like, you know, third party, you know, I don't know, not their problem anymore. Rid me of this bullshit. Microsoft's probably like, well, we make so much money doing this other stuff. You know what? Xbox can belong to someone else because we don't even want to deal with this shit anymore.
Because they're not going to cut the Game Pass aspect of it, but they may or may not get rid of the hardware. Because I heard them say that at one point. Like they've been in talks about it maybe for a few years on and off. That's why they've been pushing for Game Pass for as long as they have.
They're trying to put Game Pass on every single thing as well. So
they may just give up on the hardware aspect of it overall. And I mean, fuck it.
You always hear talks about, hey, this is going to be the last console.
To me, that's my thing about it. I'm like, I think it just depends on whether or not, on how things go. Like, if the next showcase comes out and they have some bangers and then they have a huge influx of people that start buying the console, then maybe they'll decide to go on to the next consoles. But if it's just more or less what it's been for the past damn near decade, they'll probably just be like, fuck it.
What do you think the percentile range of people who play video games is that also have internet access?
Probably less than what you think it is, but maybe like 70% or something.
It's probably like 75%.
Yeah. Like, it's probably the majority, you'd think, huh? I don't know the answer. I just am curious because I imagine that that's probably a big contributor to that. Because if you knew for a fact, if you knew for a fact that 100% of your clientele had internet at their house, it's like, well, fuck it. We'll just sell these little, if nothing else, we will just sell these little boxes that you can hook up to your internet. And, you know, like the Amazon box, like the fucking Roku is just like a little fucking.
Well, that's what the Series S is a little box with no disc. It's just a little Xbox that doesn't have the graphical. It's just doesn't have the graphical really importance, but you can still play any new game on it. Because it has,
yeah, man,
it basically has the new hardware in it, but besides the GPU.
And they don't have to worry about spending money on making hardware anymore, or at least not a shit ton of money.
Yeah, what? Or to y'all's point you were talking about earlier, they want to have it to where you could have download Xbox on the latest, or the Game Pass app on the latest Roku, or the latest Apple TV, or whatever it may be.
Well, I mean, you also got to look at it like this. They're also in the PC market as well.
Right.
So... You know,
yeah, this they ain't hurting at all in it. Yeah.
No, so what it is, I think half the people who uses Xbox, I think it's like 60%, 60 to 70% is PC users. The other is, you know, 30 to 40 is going to be consoles.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, because that's it was a loss. That's what it was. It was a loss, and they're like, fuck it. Why keep putting out hardware? Why keep putting out the next Xbox if nobody's really buying it? Just make a Game Pass and be happy.
Well, yeah, they get to go the cloud base with Game Pass. Basically, yeah. The only thing you need is your CPU power because you don't need a GPU for it.
But see, I would say to that, why do you want to get Game Pass? If there's Steam, if there's something else. Like, the only reason I would get Game Pass is to play an exclusive.
I have Steam. I like Steam to a certain extent, but the download speeds for Steam, you can sit here and download a game that's like 5 gigabytes. You'll be here the fucking next day trying to download that motherfucker.
Well, but also Steam doesn't work like Game Pass though, does it?
No, Steam, you have to buy everything.
Yeah, like, so I mean, even still, if you, let's just say for the sake of a casual gamer, someone who's not even partial to like a bunch of different games or anything.
Well, yeah, they could spend $10 a month and play whatever's on Game Pass.
Yeah, yeah. Like we're
out a bunch of shit.
We certainly fit into the category of fickle people because we have the kind of games we like, and you know, sometimes we branch out, but like a lot of people, let's just say for your casual people who have
that TV, man. Thank you.
That have a Roku sitting in their living room already, be like, I got some expendable cash. I'm a, you know, single white male sitting in my living room. You know, I'm just talking shit. But I bought me an Xbox controller because I found out that you can apparently play Xbox on your Roku.
The fact
now
that you're getting more and more country as you explain this,
I'm just trying to think of the first thing I can think of somebody who like doesn't typically.
You know, honestly, I hate to say it, but 90% probably gonna go to the PlayStation.
It's because of the consumer base. Because of what people know. It's the same shit that was essentially when it ended up happening from like the Xbox to the Xbox 360. Like a lot of people got to the 360 because of Halo. A lot of people shipped it over because of what PlayStation 3 did. Like Xbox is now in the same position that Sony was back when the PlayStation 3 was launched because they wanted way too much damn money. And basically, they didn't have anything good coming out until the butt end of the PlayStation 3, like with the Uncharted and the Last of Us and everything else. The problem is that Xbox just never did release anything like that. They haven't had anything that has people just want to say, oh my God, I need to get an Xbox, besides Gears.
That's
and it's like, this is kind of like my point. Like, I don't think Phil foresaw that Halo would fail. You know, I don't think he foresaw that Redfall would fail. I don't think it's like they just purposely did this with malice in their heart. Was like, yeah,
honestly, Phil knew that Halo was gonna fail to a certain extent. He knew because it did not have that couch co-op. He knew that Halo was gonna be what it was. I think he tried, but because of the timing and everything like that, he just let it happen.
He needs to be more like freaking Bobby Kotick from God Dog Blizzard. He needs to be like that.
I'd be like, bitch, y'all gotta fire me. Like, this shit ain't flying.
But yeah, that's one of the biggest reasons why Halo fell. At you know, didn't you know?
That couch co-op, and it's also the fact like Dude, did you know that they released story DLC for it, James?
I know they did.
Like a lot of it.
Yeah, I know.
And when I saw it, I was like, y'all could have that in the next game. Stop trying to be like Destiny.
Well, here's the thing about it, though. Like, we don't know when the next Halo is going to come out because they just lost all their leads and stuff. So what they're probably doing is this is probably, they had this for the next game, but they're probably just trying to put it out there to help the people out. You know, the only company that's not doing anything like that is the Coalition, which is making Gears. So we'll see how Gear 6 turns out.
I mean, it can't be worse than anything else. That's what I'm saying. They seem to be the only stable ones that Xbox has at this point. Like, to me, I think if you want to talk about games, I think this is what Xbox would need to do. I think, you know, they talk about how they have, like, a lot of good indie games. I think what they need to do is, like, possibly take Contra and Castlevania and, like, make a really, really good, not a HD remaster, but, like, a remake, but still have it be 2D. You know what I'm saying? To make it have, like, really, really good art and background and all that shit. That would be good for the indies.
That's too much of a niche nowadays. People know what Contra or Castlevania, yeah. People know what Castlevania is, but they don't know what Contra is.
Exactly. But, I mean, it would still be good. It would still be something for them to have. Like, yeah, Contra aside, but, like, fucking Castlevania, Contra, other 2D side scrollers,
so,
that's kind of a growing thing. People care about it.
Yeah, but you got to understand a lot of that's digitally. Now, there's one company called Limited Run who is taking that and putting it on like Switch and PlayStation and stuff like that. If you can get your hands on a copy of that, keep it.
Yeah.
Because they released the River Cities Girl on the Switch. They released it a couple years ago. If you have that for the Switch right now, you got $250 sitting on the shelf.
Yeah, I know.
If you have Celeste.
I've heard of that
on one. The Switch, that's $300 sitting on your shelf. Yeah. Limited Run, because they only make so many games because people pre-order them. Yeah. That's what they do. And they usually take like a lot of indie games and put them on physical copies. And if you get any of that, just keep it because that's worth money.
How cool is that too? Because, I mean, they give an avenue for people who make those games. It's like the people who make the game probably don't get as much money back from the sales, but it's like, hey, there's some physical copies that went out, and it's kind of like a middleman publisher for books or something.
And they also make for old consoles as well. Like they still like for right now, I can go pre-order Zombies Ate My Neighbors for the remake for the Super Nintendo, and the Three Stooges for the NES.
Oh wow.
Yeah, I've been looking at that.
Hold on. So, are they releasing cartridges?
Yes.
How the fuck are they doing
that? Oh boy, back in the
they are. And trust me, I got in my mind that when these get ready, I'm going to pre-order them and put them on the fucking shelf.
How cool is that?
Yeah, like I've been watching a lot of people game hunt and Limited Run. Like one of the conventions the guy went to, the Shantae games, the Shantae. Yeah, if you can find that, because Limited Run released that on the Switch. The first one is a $350 game. The second one is $100.
I want to know, like, what is the process for this company to be able to do this? Like,
because it's backing off the pre-orders. So let's say only 500 people pre-order. Well, that's how many copies they make.
Yeah, but for just production purposes, like what company makes these fucking cartridges and these things for Switch even?
They do.
Like, that's just crazy. They're like allowed to do that. Obviously, well, like developers and stuff are cool with it or whatever. The warehouses that release them.
Well, I mean, these all games digitally they put on to a physical form. You know, they get permission from the developers, and developers get a cut. They get a cut. So
sure, just wild, especially with the older games.
Yeah, man, but see them older games. because of how gaming is right now, a lot of people are going back.
Yeah.
Lots and lots of people are going back, bro. Like I said, with like the live service shit, with the looter shooters everywhere, and that seems to kind of just be the big thing that's going to be happening, regardless of people want it or not. And some people do. I don't think everything is going to be bad that comes out of it, but a lot of people are just saying, fuck it.
I don't know.
Like we'll leave it to that generation and we'll see what happens. But I think like to me if Xbox bought Remedy, they would have like a Max Payne remake. They can get Alan Wake 2. They can get Control 2. Maybe they can get some JRPGs. Maybe like Lost Odyssey, a remake for that. The Last Remnant. And then maybe BioWare. Yeah. Jade Empire 2, Mass Effect 4. It's like there's stuff that they could do, a KOTOR remake. Basically what I'm saying is like everything that Xbox initially had, like when they first came out, get all that stuff back. I guarantee you we end up getting way more people to probably start buying the console then, but they're not doing it. No, I don't know, but then again, who knows? Maybe in the next showcast they'll have some stuff like that, but
who knows? But we're going to get ready to wrap this up soon. So, closing thoughts, Mr. Shane?
I'm glad that the Zelda game is doing well. That's exciting. I'm disappointed in
I'm looking up the Switch right now, dog.
As someone who definitely spends more time defending capitalism than attacking it, I think
I don't understand why that is either. That's weird.
I'm trying to figure that out myself.
I think
he wants to be a contrarian. That's what it is.
No, I defend capitalism versus communism. But it does not mean that capitalism is free of fucking pure torture.
You know, both things can be bad at the same time, right, Shane?
Right.
No, both things can be true.
Absolutely, but usually my argument has to be in contrast with one another. So, but in this scenario, I 100%.
Well, me like and James joined thing. In Tifa.
What the fuck? I was gonna say you guys wouldn't be the first of my friends that I'm still friends with that would do something of such a caliber.
I'm not doing that shit.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm actually fine just chilling at my house, come what may. But no, I do hate the way that it works because it could potentially, like I said, the seeds are being laid from us being one console away of just being no more Xbox and then being just full on like on some Sega shit. Just, you know, but I like kind of what Xander's point was, he thinks that, or the way he was saying that it's like, wouldn't that technically be the goal? Like you make less hardware, essentially. The goal would be for you to just be able to be in every household on every TV.
It's literally been their goal since like E3 2013.
I mean, yeah, fair enough, but
they got what they wanted pretty much.
Just seems like trash because there's plenty of reasons why though. Like, I'm just for example, me, I have internet, sure, but like I can't cloud every game. You know what I'm saying? Like, my internet bill would be through the fucking roof if I just sat around and played games at the casual level that I play now, and I did it all via the cloud. It would use up so much fucking data, and most people's shit does not have unlimited data. You know, like I feel like it would be such a
problem.
That's
true. I feel like it isn't going to be on that level because I think to your point, there are a lot of people who still, especially in rural areas, who still haven't gotten to that place yet. A lot of routers, a lot of internet still sucks.
Right. So. Yeah, I was about to say, and I'm in a fortunate position compared to other people in rural America. You know, like, I mean, I'm right on the outskirts of being able to have decent internet. So, that was kind of my point in asking that question, not as a gotcha, but just out of curiosity. I wonder how many people that play video games, and let's just say out of the two consoles specifically, like, that have internet.
See, if that's the case, I would just say then just stick to single player games.
Yeah, but I mean, if they don't make consoles and you can't put fucking CDs in your console anymore to
get
play
a PlayStation.
I mean, there you go with Xbox.
Get a PlayStation. Get a PC or get a Nintendo.
No, don't get a PC because everything's digital on PC.
Oh damn. Well,
yeah.
You type it. You go buy the game at the store. They might have a CD, but you got to type in that fucking code in order to get the rest of the game on your
shit. And you lose the code.
Yeah, like, and I'll tell you what, my laptop doesn't even have a CD drive on it, which I knew that, but it's just I knew that a lot of laptops are not having them anymore.
Yeah, right.
You can buy one separately, but that's just, you know, more to the obsolescence,
and it still wouldn't perform like it should. So
yeah, it's all just right. It's disappointing about the fall of Xbox.
Well, I mean, don't worry. Sony's gonna be right there with the next one because they do have a digital and a disc one. So
yeah, that's sure. I say the worst part about it is lack of competition. Because see, if Xbox just does this, Sony's gonna start acting the fool too. Like I think that's kind of the point that James is making. And seeing how the showcast went, the fact that they don't really seem to be all that concerned about exclusives either, at least right now, and also the fact that they're maybe going deeper into making these like looter shooter live service games. Yeah, eventually that well is going to dry up.
I think there's also an interesting anticipation on, you know, let's just say 10 years from now, you know, with things like Skynet and not Skynet. Oh my God. What is that stuff?
ChatGPT or whatever?
Absolutely not. That is a whole other podcast. But what is it that Elon's got? The satellite stuff, the good satellite internet. I know he's not the only person that has that, but
bro, I don't know what you're talking about.
Elon Musk like started some company where they have like I forget what it's called. I don't think it's called Skynet though, but
if it is, that is crazy.
Is it Skynet the thing from Terminator?
Yeah, but this Nintendo Switch OLED model has this special edition Tears of the Kingdom.
Yeah, it just came out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
probably like $500.
$356.
No, oh, that's not bad. But no, the anticipation is for if everybody. Every possible consumer in the first world has high speed internet at their home. Then
you said don't get it.
Yeah, don't get it. It doesn't come with the game.
None of this matters.
Of course,
as far as you know, the conversation about the internet stuff, because it's like if everybody has easy, it's as cheap as a phone bill for you to have like infinite internet at your house. Then it's like okay, well, never mind then, because I mean, yeah. You know. It's like it's not as big of a deal because of the fact that like if some people just so happen to not have that, it's like, well, some people just so happen to not have video games either.
Well, you also got to think about like this. Nowadays, your smartphone can be just as better, if not better than what I have for my internet. So,
yeah.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, exactly. And
you
like
got that unlimited data.
kind of stuff like that when the technology catches up to the like affordability for a consumer.
Well, screw you, Gong, living in Korea. It's like $20 there a month for them.
Flat screens used to cost $2,000, and now they're like, you know, they give away the biggest.
Some video game cartridges used to cost $80.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah. Anyway, the changing of times is always upsetting. To me, but it is funny. I did want to say that it's kind of like when y'all are talking about this next console is going to be the last console. It's like I remember them saying that for sure about like the 360, and there were that when you first heard the rumblings of they're talking about when the Xbox One comes out, it's going to be exclusively connected to the internet and it will update itself and you'll never have to buy. Anyway, every time there's a new console that comes out, they say it's going to be the last console for like 40 years. It's the same thing with politics. When like, oh my God, this election is so important, we might not ever have another one. It's just funny. Like
I'm scared as hell. Hold up. So you say we can't vote?
Ever since Obama got elected, like I remember hearing, and I was not that politically, you know, aware of anything at the time, but I remember people being like, if he gets elected, we'll never have another election in this country.
Yeah, but I mean, but this, that's, I think, like when it comes to that,
way more
when it comes to just, when it comes to like the whole, this would be the last console thing. The only console generation that ran as long as it did was PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360. They initially didn't mean for it to go that long, but it did. Oh, PlayStation 2.
PlayStation 2 had the longest console running.
Okay.
Because even up to like 2017, they were still making PlayStation 2 games.
Oh shit! Damn.
It had the longest running life ever.
That's holy crazy. Fuck.
But outside of those, it's like they usually have it set up for like 7 years.
Yeah, it's supposed to be anywhere between 4 to 7 years.
Yeah.
So
we'll see.
Xander,
but that's sad because we're already like a little bit less than halfway through.
Well, they're saying that Sony's supposed to be unveiling a new console soon.
That's crazy, bro.
I think it's just wild. I think it's just like a slim version of the PlayStation.
I saw that handheld they showed too. I was like, yo, y'all need to let that go.
I'm definitely
Nintendo have it. Just quit it.
Yeah, just stop. Just stop trying to get with it. Because the sad thing about it is that they didn't really put a lot of effort into the Vita, and the Vita has some pretty good games.
So yeah. Okay. So the PSP, didn't really fit. It failed, but it wasn't that bad of a fail.
No.
The Vita. You know, I never had a Vita from what I've seen and you know played on one. It wasn't that bad. They just didn't. Yeah. They just didn't take the time out when it was too busy doing stuff for the PlayStation 3 and PlayStation 4.
Yeah, and they had a lot of like JRPGs on it.
They did, like Gravity Rush and stuff like that. You know, a lot of Tales games are on it as well.
Yep. And so maybe they try to do something like that with it, but I don't know. I think they need to let that one screw that. But yeah.
Closing thoughts.
Yeah, good conversation, guys. Closing thoughts for me is that it just kind of is what it is. I think it's a good thing and it's a bad thing. Because it's a good thing for one reason, because people can get out this weird Xbox versus PlayStation versus Nintendo thing that is just stupid.
Why are we throwing Nintendo in there? Nintendo's their own fucking thing at this point.
That's true.
Like Nintendo isn't even trying to compete with them.
Nintendo is competing with themselves. They like, hey dog, our franchises don't fail.
Nintendo's just like, if you want to team up, we'll team up. If you don't want to play ball with us, fuck you. We're doing our own thing.
Dude, our franchises do not fail.
I was just about to say that too. Every one of their in-house franchises do perfectly fine every time. Yeah. Even their flops like still do great numbers. Like, damn, this sucks. This game wasn't supposed to be not as good as it is. But we know they're going to make it right on the next one. So we're still going to fucking buy whatever the fuck they offer us. Not everything, obviously, but they do very well.
They have some insanely good games on the Switch. Some really good like old school JRPGs stuff.
So they're saying if you're not on the Switch, there's the top 10 games you need to play on the Switch. So number one is going to be Breath of the Wild.
Of course.
Number two is probably now Tears of the Kingdom. Yep. Number three is Mario Odyssey. Number four is going to be Ori and the Blind Forest, or whatever, Will of the Wisps, which is also on Xbox.
That used to be an Xbox exclusive, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. But they have some kind of deal with Nintendo. That's why they put it on Nintendo. Persona 5 Royal. They say that's one. They say it plays really well on the Switch. It's like was really meant for the Switch. Mm. And then Super Smash Brothers, of course, Super Mario Maker 2, and then all the Fire Emblems. List goes on. All the Metroids and stuff. So
God, oh yeah. That Metroid game that recently came out, a lot of people loved it. You got the Octopath Traveler games.
Mario Kart.
All the damn Xenoblade Chronicle games that go hard. Like, they blowing up. Like, they are really good. It's just, like you said, they're kind of in their own lane. They really don't even have to do much or prove much to anybody.
Nintendo, I mentioned this to Alex, but this is it's like the fucking, the tortoise and two hares. You know, it's like Nintendo's just like, we're just going to stay focused and just not get caught up in the bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, and this is over the past like 20 years. They just consistently, they keep catching up, and then they, you know, Xbox or PlayStation will do some crazy shit, pop off, have a good, you know, run. And Nintendo's just keeping a steady pace. And then here they are. They're like, oh, hey, I see you guys are fretting about your current situation. Well, all of our in-house franchises are fucking killing it, and you guys need money, so you let us use some of your franchises as well. So
yeah, like, let's say that like this entire like Xbox is finished, and PlayStation burns itself out because of live action microtransaction video games, and then Nintendo has to do what Nintendo did over 30 years ago. Like basically, the entire gaming industry is going to be riding on them. I can see that happening. I can see them being like, oh, so you need us help bring this bitch back to life, huh? Okay.
Yeah, we're gonna shit our pants in 10 years when Xbox doesn't exist, PlayStation doesn't exist, but they've been broken down into parts and fucking Apple.
Apple. Nintendo bought everything.
No, Nintendo bought them both.
I was about to say they would never let that happen, but it's like
they might as well.
Apple and fucking Google are Apple and Amazon own the two fucking video game.
Yo, thing. If Apple and Amazon own it, I'm done. Dude, I promise you that.
I honestly see Nintendo buying like half of Microsoft, half of Sony out for some of their games. Yeah. So I can see that happening.
That's what I'm saying. I can see Nintendo being the last man standing and just buying everybody else up, and then everyone just be like, all right, cool. Just put it all on Nintendo. I would be 100% okay with that.
It's just going to be Nintendo and PC gaming, and we're going to survive out. Yep.
That actually does not sound like a bad world at all to me.
But anyway, guys, we're going to get ready to wrap this up. Today we released Lost. our new single. Check it out. Me and Xander are hopefully soon going to be getting on our theory podcast for Kingdom Hearts.
We still got to watch that goddamn video.
You know, and I'm actually about to start watching that later.
I'm gonna say, how many episodes have we ended with y'all saying that exactly? Thing?
People are mad, though. We feel Spencer and everybody, dude. We playing games,
bro. It's funny as hell.
Like, swear to God,
it's every time I sit down to watch like one video, there's another video, and then there's another video, there's another video. I'm just like, God dang it, man! Come on, I just try to watch this one.
Yeah. I think we need to watch The Dark Road.
Okay, you know what? Whenever the next day you're off, just come the fuck over and we're gonna watch it.
Okay. That's what we'll do.
Sometime in September, we're gonna do a music stream, me and Alex, and we're gonna get our friend Sam. We're gonna do a music stream.
Hey.
Buddy. I do have a new
Sorry more.
I do have a new goal for a 12-hour Zelda stream, 12 hours of Zelda. So if you want to help contribute, there we go.
Are you just going to play just a bunch of Zelda games?
I'm thinking I'm going to speed run Ocarina of Time. And then after that, I'm going to let them choose whatever I play. You know, if I have it. But yeah, so thank you two for joining me again. I don't know when we'll be doing this again due to work life, but hey.
I mean, we still have like 3 or 4 unreleased episodes. This straight, we got plenty in the vault. Y'all be all right.
That's that is awesome though. That both of you have new endeavors. By the way, I think that's a pretty cool. Happy that you guys are getting out there and seeing what the fuck's going on. I also wouldn't blame you guys if you went and fucking got underneath the goddamn countertop.